Okay. Tickets, please. Tickets. Show me your tickets, please. Everyone, show me your tickets. Come on, come on. We haven't got all day.
Excuse me, Orville.
Yes?
Is there a problem today?
Is there a problem? I'll say there's a problem. Can't you see I'm collecting tickets and that I'm really very busy, as in I could use some help? So be a good Wendy and help me check that everyone here has the tickets, please. You know, you start in the back and I'll start here. Why don't I start here with the choir? Okay, move on, move on. Now you there, Heather. Do you have a ticket? What do you mean you don't have a ticket? Everyone has a ticket. That's a rule. Rule number one is always have your ticket. Now take your neighbor, for instance. This lady next to you, she looks really smart. She's got a ticket, right? You have a ticket? What's with you people? Well, you know, if you don't have a ticket, then I'll have to write you a ticket. That's quite a penalty, you know. Stay right there. I'll be right back with my ticket book. Let me look where my ticket book is. Oh, unbelievable. No tickets. Okay, let's see. Where is my ticket book? Oh, here it is. Okay, the day today is November 23rd. The location where the infraction happened was Pine Grove United Church. And the violation was not having a ticket. Okay, all done. All right, here we go. Almost lost my ticket. Okay, Wendy, I hope you're done with checking tickets in the back, but here, this lady in the front, she gets a ticket. Will you take it, please?
Oh, yes, of course, I'll help you with that.
Right. Now, can I assume that everybody here does have a ticket? Did you check if they have a ticket, Miss Wendy?
No, I didn't see.
They don't have tickets. Well, what is with you people?
Hold on for a minute, will you? What's all this about everyone needing a ticket?
Well, they got to have tickets. It's the rules. We know that everybody needs to have a ticket. Oh, and Miss Wendy.
Yes, Orville.
Do you have a ticket?
What for?
Well, to get in here, of course. We can't just let anybody just slip in here. This is a very special place. This is where God is. So everybody must have a ticket. We can't just let anybody in.
Well, no. Actually.
What? Did you say no?
I did. This is a church. And we want as many kids and grown-ups as possible to come here so they can learn about the Bible and God and Jesus.
So you're saying that you don't need tickets to get in here?
No one needs a ticket.
Huh. Oh, and how about tickets to get out of here?
No, not needed. That's why no one here has a ticket.
Sheesh. Well, hey, have you ever thought about having tickets? I mean, who wouldn't want to have a nice, colorful ticket? With a lovely new smell ticket. Ticket.
Yeah, I know, but no, we just don't need them.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, let me know if you change your mind. I mean, tickets are pretty cool, you know. I love collecting tickets.
Oh, I noticed that.
Well, okay. I'll see you later then.
Oh, thanks for stopping by, Orville.
Sure, no problem. Oh, Miss Wendy?
Yeah.
I wonder if you could maybe help me with something else.
Oh, sure. What can I do?
Oh, great. Well, you see, I have a lot of tickets, and I, as you can imagine, and with you knowing so much about tickets and stuff, I was wondering if you could maybe have a look at some of my tickets.
Oh, yeah, I'd be glad to, but why?
Well, I want to see which one, and don't tell this to anybody else, I want to know which one will get me into heaven. So I thought I'd show them to you, and then you can tell me which one I need to get into heaven. Okay?
No. Orville, that just isn't going to work. I mean, no.
Just wait. I'll be right back.
No, how can I explain this to you? People don't need tickets to get into heaven.
Okay. Here's one. Have a look at this one. Miss Wendy, have a look at this one, please. I heard this great song the other day. It was song "Last Train to Heaven." So I thought I'd better be on that train and get myself this. And I got myself this railway ticket. Have a look at it. So will this work? Will this get me to heaven?
No. You don't really need that.
Right, yes, of course, I knew that. I knew there's no train going to heaven, but I got another one. Just wait a second. I'll be right back with another ticket. I'm sure that's the right one. Don't go. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Okay, here's the ticket. It's a ticket to, can you have a look at this? Okay,
well, this one's very colorful.
Just grab it. Just have a hold of it. Now, you know how we pray, "Our Father who does art in heaven," right? So I thought, if God likes to do art in heaven, this ticket to this big art show in town should get me to heaven. Or at least get closer to it, okay?
Oh, well, we know art is important, and some people here are making some art as well today. But I'm afraid you misunderstand the part about art in heaven. It means God who is in heaven. So I don't.
Okay, I guess it makes sense. You know, anyway, I always wondered why some art doesn't look very much like God did it at all. Well, not to worry. I got plenty more tickets. Don't go. I'll be right back with one more ticket. Okay, Miss Wendy, this is my best shot. I read somewhere that Jesus rose into the clouds when he went back to God. So I bought this airline ticket. And that way, I can fly into the clouds too. And hopefully, the pilot will be able to land on heaven's runway. I trust this is in order or this time around.
Oh, Orville, I'm so sorry to disappoint you. But you can't fly a plane to heaven.
Well, yes, I know that. I was kind of hoping that the pilot would fly the plane.
Orville, no one, even the pilot, could not fly that plane to heaven.
What? So she's telling me I can't use a train ticket, I can't use an art show ticket, or a plane ticket to get into heaven.
Yes, unfortunately, that's right, Orville.
That's impossible! So what kind of ticket do I need to get to heaven then? A ticket to the moon, baby? Or to the planet Krypton? Maybe I should ask Superman to help me out here.
Orville, I've been trying to tell you all morning, you do not need a ticket to get into heaven.
No tickets. That can't be true. You need a ticket for everything. Everything has tickets. All kinds of people have tickets. That's the rules. You've got to have tickets. What is the world coming to?
We need tickets to do a lot of things here on Earth, but you don't need a ticket to get into heaven.
Sheesh, I can't believe there are no tickets. Well, if there's no ticket, how does it work?
Well, we just heard from the Bible reading that all you need is to love God and Jesus and tell it to others.
Huh, is that all? Easy peasy, I can do that. Just watch me. I love God, I love Jesus. Jack, I love God, and I love Jesus. People, I love God, and I love Jesus, and I don't need a ticket.
Well, that's the first part, but the other part is you don't just say it. You also have to do it.
Rats. I knew there was a catch to it. Okay, I'll ask. So, how do you do that kind of stuff?
Tell me what you think.
What I think? By not asking people for their tickets?
Well, that's a good start.
By loving everyone, even those dimwits who don't like tickets?
Oh, you are catching on now.
Okay. By trusting God?
Yes.
By trusting God will give people purple spots if they don't like my awesome ticket collection? Oops, sorry. Man, this is hard work.
Bet it is, but you can always ask Jesus to help you every time. If you think loving God and other people is too hard to do.
Even if they don't have any...
Yes. Even if they don't have any tickets.
Wow, That is one fantastic deal. No tickets at all. I think I get it now. Well, I must be going now. I got a bus to catch to my TA meeting.
Oh, your what?
My TA meeting. That's my Ticket Collectors Anonymous meeting. I gotta run now. Bye-bye.
Bye, Irma. Don't forget, buy a bus ticket.
I won't forget to buy my bus ticket. Bye-bye.
Good trip.